Jeff Albert Nicklin was born December 10, 1914, and raised in Winnipeg. His father Percy Nicklin was a successful hockey player and coach, coaching the Moncton Hawks to two successive Allan Cup victories. They beat the Saskatoon Quakers in 1933 and the Fort William Thundering Herd in 1934. Hockey ran in the Nicklin family. Jeff was good in all sports but chose football. Jeff Nicklin, running back, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Jeff played all his school football in Winnipeg and joined the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in 1934 at age 19. He began playing defensive end. In 1937 he was a West All-Star as an end. Nicklin moved to flying wing, today called receiver and or running back. He was an All-Star in that position in 1938 and 1939 and played for the Bombers for 7 seasons. His football career is hauntingly like current Blue Bomber running back Brady Oliveira, both Winnipeg boys. Jeff Nicklin, Winnipeg Blue Bombers, running back and receiver, Winnipeg blog. World War II. Jeff joined the Winnipeg Rifles in 1940 as a private. In September 1942 he transferred from the Rifles to the 1st Canadian Parachute Battalion. He trained in England, Fort Benning, Georgia and Shiloh, Manitoba. After his training he became an instructor. Natural leadership qualities led to Nicklin being sent for officer training. He jumped into Normandy with his unit on the night of June 5-6, 1944. He had success with his group until July 1944 when he was severely wounded when one of their own mines was triggered. He spent weeks in an English hospital recuperating. He rose through the ranks and on September 8, 1944 he was promoted to lieutenant colonel and took command of the battalion. He was just 29 years old. Another Allied, bold plan, called Operation Varsity was set for March 24, 1945. Paratroopers would drop into Germany near Wesel. It included the British 6th Airborne Division, that included the Canadians, and the U.S. 17th Airborne Division. It would be a largest airborne drop of the war. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Albert Nicklin was killed in action on March 24, 1945 during Operation Varsity. His parachute caught in a tree. He was defenseless. German ground forces and snipers shot him many times. 1st Canpara Museum. The Jeff Nicklin Memorial Trophy. In 1946, in honor of their commanding officer Jeff Nicklin, the 1st Canadian Parachute Battalion presented to the Canadian Football League, Western Division, with the Jeff Nicklin Memorial Trophy. It was to be presented to the most outstanding player in the Western Division. In 1968 and 1969 the winner was George Reed of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The irony. The 2023 winner of the Jeff Nicklin Memorial Trophy is running back and receiver Brady Olivares of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, another Winnipeg kid. Brady Olivares, Winnipeg Blue Bombers.